The Gamers Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com in association with Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com, as well as the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com, are proud to present Gen Con 2010 coverage. The Gamers Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com in association with Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com, as well as the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com, are proud to present Gen Con 2010 coverage.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay. Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Was just a wonderful thing.
I just received a 6-month report from DWB, and they continue to work very hard in Haiti, making not just short-term crisis solutions there, but working long-term to create medical facilities, to rebuild medical infrastructure in Haiti, to provide clean drinking water there. And to know that as a gaming community, we all rose up, worked together, and are going to make a very long-term, lasting difference in so many thousands of lives there. It's a really gratifying thing to have been witness to. We, as a gaming community, get together and we slay a lot of the men here in the East. It's really nice to see how we come together and slay a rule of peace as well. Thank you, everybody. I know this is going to come as a shock, but I have a special affection for the best website in the world. I remember very clearly back when I was starting gaming and reading letter columns and writing and thinking, oh my God, there's other people out there who like it. And in my excitement when America Online first had its D&D chat room or the D&D center, I don't know if you guys remember that. And I think that really underscores the importance of community work, where suddenly when you find yourself exposed to other people who either love or hate the same things you do, and get a chance to take their work and build on it. The nominees this year for Best Website are the D20 Pathfinder SRD.com, Epic Words, Obsidian Portal, the Pathfinder Wiki, and Pen and Paper Games, with an honorable mention going to Hexographer.
Gamers, of course, the publishers, the people who create the games,
is astonishing. I mean, you guys have access to yourself. You just talk to yourselves at breakfast every morning. But they're all your fans. They're all right here. Being able to hear your voices, being able to hear what you think as you create these things. As you introduce new products on podcasts, podcasts are responsible for building a huge amount of rapport and excitement as new products come out. The candidates for best podcasts are All Games Considered. The NewbieDM.com Minicast. Open Design. And Power Source, with an honorable mention for the Gamers Gaming Podcast. And the silver ending for best podcast goes to All Games Considered.
Content, new rules, opinions, reviews,
I know that personally, I'm currently running two campaigns and playing another two. And they've all been made much, much better than the games that are out there. Find a passionate, interested audience. Rise the loudest people about mentioning. Up to the best you can find. And those loudest are Critical Hits, Global Quarterly, UGN.com, One Key to Another, with honorable mention to Sarah Dark Magic. And Silver Emmy, the best blog, goes to Gnome Stew.
Despite any success I've had,
I'm nowhere. I know all the people who submitted to the reading, and all the people I know who submitted who might have been on this list and missed by just about that much. So, for best cover art, we have Quick Spades, Catalyst Games Labs, and Post Union Studios. Pathfinder New Scary, Pfizer Publishing. Rogue Trader, Core Rulebook, Fantasy Flight Games. Trail of Blue, Rough Magic, Telerain Press. Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, The Gathering Storm, Fantasy Flight Games. And honorable mention to Star Wars and Unknown Regions, Wizards of Press. And the silver penny for best interior art goes to... Oh, I missed that. There it is. Goes to Eclipse Phase Catalyst Games.
Yeah!
That's like the BCR.
Stephen's amazing artist is a Hugo Award-winning artist, does lots of sci-fi novel covers, did excellent for this piece. So we are thrilled to have him do the art for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the gold Emmy for best cover art goes to Pathfinder PCA.
Thank you.
The fact that Shadowrun is 20 years old and has 20 awards is pretty awesome, considering the honor I was when I ran into Bio on the first day. Obviously, the interior art, fine problem for the people I can't see from the lights. Here's the art director on this, did a fantastic job on it. And if the graphic layout helped at all, again, Adam Drury did that as well. They were.
Then he decided it wasn't that bad. And now, like, when we go out, he says, Why is there Just ready.
Which, by the way, you know, when you're getting old, when they ask you to say wise words. So I will give you Aspire and Rise the advice that I was given many years ago by an author. Keep reading, keep writing, and keep your day job. And Diane Dolan for Andy and Look After the Lotus.
telling yourself, I don't know how many of you remember this, but back there was a difficult issue with writing, way back when they reviewed the game Spawn of the Sean. Anyone remember that? It was the best review ever. The game was just eviscerated and it was hilarious. And I read this at the time, but I couldn't, you can go back. There's also a fantastic review of game on RPG.net. I read at the time, I couldn't believe it was a real game. And for years, I spent time, I haunted the secondhand game stores here at Gen Con, desperately trying to get a copy, being put on a waiting list, couldn't find it. So, with the power of the internet at my control, I tracked down the author. And called him one morning, as it turned out, when he was in the shower, to ask him if he was still on the game. He had a web page and an email address. I wasn't going to stalk him, but he had an answer. And so I thought, well, I can buy this number. And he said, you want what? Now, you have to understand, this game had the best rules ever. I have a very good account that Monty Cook does a hilarious reading of these, and these people on the floor and laugh. And so, you know, in a game where, in fact, the description of one round of combat lasts about 3 pages, and these have, but this is the only game I know of where you can have actually protruding iguana eyeballs that look around the corner as a normal non-mutated human. And that is how I know good rules from bad rules. The Emmy nominees for best rules this year are Atomic Highway from Radioactive Ape Designs, which may be the best company name I know of.
Yes.
Bash Ultimate Edition from Ace of Action Games. Bashura from BSCA. Hero 6 Edition from Hero Games. Wild Hunt 2nd Edition from Google 7. We're now going to do the Earthbound 3rd Edition, Player's Guide from Red Pig LLC. And so, Ren, the best rules goes to Hero Games.
Number one from Paizo Games United.
round of applause for the hexographer, Inkwell Eddies. And so then, best new product goes to Lady Blackbird.
Players and coordinators of Pathfinder Society, we're going to start.
launched, I think, 24 tables 2 years ago, and then first spot at Gen Con. I didn't have any idea how big that was going to get. Now, 2 years later, I've run over 200 tables in the last 2 days. And it's really turned into something great, something I'm incredibly proud of. So, this award isn't for me, this award isn't for my this is for the GMs and the players who are working. Thank you. I've been told that you can best talk on a book for this to the Great City Players Guide.
Hi guys, I'm Jay Peters. times ago you were just in. This call out the word really calls attention to some products that the judges thought were particularly interested in one aspect or another, but didn't quite take into the categories. Today we would like to share our picks and also those of the people who can't be here. Dr. Heroes, you are leading on these texts, but what they have to say is actually pretty robust. Jerry would like to say, I went with the most important criteria I can think of, plotted by game data. To that end, I decided to recognize Fiasco, employee of the game. It's the kind of a game that makes you want to stop reading and start playing. In my case, it took a group of people who barely knew each other and had us playing and laughing together for nearly 4 hours without any hesitation or awkwardness. I don't know if there is a better test for a role-playing game.
I'm looking kind of here.
Mark Green couldn't be here today, and he sent an email saying, given the continued popularity of the 3.5 OGL, I've chosen to highlight Trailblazer by Mad Axe Games. Trailblazer is a very useful set of suggestive rules that can be applied to almost any 3.5 derivative game from Dungeons & Dragons to Pathfinder. It includes an insightful look at the spine of the OGL, providing commentary on the hows and whys of the mechanics behind 3.5.
Evan writes, I've chosen Chronica Feudalis because it is a delightful conceit, a group of medieval monks playing the game of imagination in the monastery cellars. From the forward to the end, here is a translation of the original document written by one of the monks, laying out the concepts and the rules for their imaginings. Even the illustrations and covers serve to maintain the illusion. I can just imagine finding this tucked behind the cover somewhere in the monastic.
Pleasure.
Is Ancient Odyssey's Treasure Waste by Praesina Media. Two things I'm very strong behind, getting kids involved in the hobby and having a very simple set of mechanics that have a very complex sort of set of options. I took this game to MISCON, the local convention in Missoula, and when I saw a little kid pick up the box, he had that same sort of excitement that I got when I looked at my first box set. And after the play session, he told me that he was going to run a game for me next year. I knew what happened.
Carl Hitchens of the product is something I found to be very interesting. It took the action adventure of 70s and 80s science fiction and combined it with the more modern spin towards transhumanism in science fiction. This product is Mind Jam, supplement for Star Blazer Adventures. And it does a wonderful job of showing how you can take a system that has many tools given to the GM and build something very wonderful with that.
A round of applause for JACW.
Thank you. That's nice. Everyone's in your respect is standing. And my job was a project which we spent about 10 years putting together, and then we started by doing it, and it was just perfect for doing something really quite different with science fiction rather than and it allows you to really take standard role playing and push the envelope a little bit. And if you try to do it one time, I'm completely unprepared for this detail, and I'm absolutely delighted. Thanks very much.
Alfred, who spent a great deal of time wrestling with our printer getting this product adjusted.
bus driver on MySpace, four days off, and thank you for letting MySpace pass this all across. So thanks. Thank you. So I have a question today. All of you people, everybody, especially the paint, you're beautiful miniature or draw a really beautiful evocative map. I hate you so much. Or realistically, I envy you, because that's not me. And this is a rough moment for the other day when I was helping a friend move to these, and he said, I have a whole box of minis. And I was like, you want them? I want them. Sure. He handed me his old box of old Ralph Harpa miniatures from way, way old. I'm looking through it, I looked at it, and there's a picture of Monster in there. I don't know if you guys remember, there used to be a ad for Across the Mini Weeks with a two-headed giant in it. Or a one-head, you know, said, for 2 weeks, that's 6 weeks it is. We used to take the Delmar the Ed miniature and do this for our DM constantly. We didn't get out much. Things are better now. The products for this miniature are Alchemy Minis from Kraken Editions, D&D Minis from Wizards of the Coast, The Fortress of Redemption from Games Workshop, Gaming Paper from Gaming Paper, Maps of Mastery Swamp Page from Maps of Mastery, and honorable mention for Battlecraft Dry Erase Boards from L2 Studios. And the silver ending for Best Miniatures product goes to Gaming Paper. Thanks again, Eric Palmer from Gaming Paper. Story of when we were sending this back and forth to the printer to get the one in squares. It honestly took about 4 tries. And for all the amazingly creative people who are here, who put out such cool products, thank you for leaving Gaming Paper for me. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Show off aspects of role playing games.
and the candidates are BattleTech, 25 years of art and fiction, Catalyst Game Labs. Kirby Campbell of Time Box, Texas, from 12 to midnight. Cthulhu 101, an atomic old blind press. Ron, from Privateer Press. A few Dragon Andy, and her is Gambit, from Wizard of the Coast. With an nomination for Best of All Flesh from Hell of Science Press.
Last 18 years. Mike Selinger.
seeing a lot of the next year, next year, is a book about ice. And in this book, many great authors, including Kevin Newman, who's the author of the post, have written great books, or great essays about ice that are not about ice at all. My essay is about how I wrote an episode of The Extras. And so, or very, very small, hardly very small. And I was asked after I finished it that if I would read it aloud. And so I thought a benefit for what else would really seem like a pretty good idea. So in fact, I will be doing a dramatic reading for this tomorrow. And I'll be getting part of everyone. So please come to the best game, best adventure is the next category. The nominees are The Writing of the Year, Publications of the Flame Princess, Pathfinder 1831, Stolen Land by Liza Poste, A Song of Ice and Fire, Peril at King's Landing by Game of Wayne, Trail of Cthulhu, The Armitage Fowl, Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, The Gathering Storm, Fantasy Play Games, and also the mention for Trail of Cthulhu, Shadows of the
Wizards
decided to make something gorgeous called Indigo the Dragon, which is a rubber duck that turned into a blue dragon. And so they had lots of followers on the Dungeons & Dragons forum. But I had some questions about how wizards would play a family-friendly event like this. So they certainly set the forum prize donations, delivering things from Star Wars and magic, and of course, an Orcus Prince of Undead, giant monster that's terrifying anybody who looked at it. Awesome. And so, when it came time to draw the prize, to somebody named David Newman, who went to his house, gave it to him, and it was a 12-year-old boy. And we handed this box, and there was this giant Orcus in it, right? And his parents were standing over him, like, what did you get? And the best part of the story ends with, and they thought it was totally cool. Aces and Aces, Rustlers and Town Clothes, from Kendra and Company. Held for us bestiary by Cubicle 7. Pathfinder is provided by the publisher. Pathfinder Classic Horrors Revisited by the publisher. The Supernatural Guides to Hunted by The Silver Egg for Best Monster Adversary goes to Pathfinder Classic Horrors Revisited.
I'd already been banned from the phones, though, from for referring
to the acquisition of TSR by Wizards of the Coast as a consolidation of Satanism.
By Exile Games.
silver end for best supplement goes to Player's Handbook 3.
Questions like, my character
character just killed every god and deities and demigods. Does that mean I win? My character has boots of striding and springing, and I'm going to cast haste on myself. Can I run so fast around the planet that I turn back time? Or one of my very favorites. The description of the spell Fireball says that it creates a pea-shaped ball of flame, and it goes up and explodes. Well, my older brother's character just forced my character to eat that. If I cast Corn of Coal down my own throat, will that counter my character? So, now, we were always very good at answering these questions as best that we could. But what we really often wanted to say was, here, sir, madam, on behalf of TSR Incorporated, we would like to revoke your status as a role-playing man. Please send package up your books, send them to TSR Incorporated, which you need them. Now, why am I saying all this? Well, I was online 10 years ago when the very first Emmys happened, and thought it was the greatest thing ever, and I've supported the Emmys for these last 10 years, and I think it's amazing that it's gone on for 10 years. So I just wanted to take a minute to say to Eric, to Russell, to Kevin, to Denise, to every the judges, judges from past years, everybody who's ever worked on the Emmys, I can officially say that your status as gamers is now hereby irrevocable. So when Gary Gygax and Leo Carson got together and created Dungeons & Dragons, they didn't just create a new game. They created a whole new type of game, a whole new category of games. And, you know, when you get home tonight or when you get home after the convention, just think for a minute how profound that is and how amazingly cool it is that we get to walk a little bit in those footsteps and carry on the amazing tradition that they have put forth before we were ever able to come along and do our games. And so it's a great honor to be able to give the award for the very best game for this year. So those nominees are Dragon Age, Set 1, Green Ronin. Second edition. Thank you.
been a labor of love of mine for a number of years, and came out here at Gen Con last year, and literally everyone at Paizo had their hands on this in one way, shape, or form from beginning to end, making this game a success. From Lisa, Vic, and Eric, who believed in it from the get-go, which is my principal idea, all the way to our fantastic customer service and Cosmo, who managed to make it here to the show. Eric and James and Wes and Sutter and Chris and everybody involved, and of course, Sarah. So every time I come to Gen Con or get ready to go to Gen Con, I ask all my friends, what's the cool thing? What's the thing that I really gotta go track down that's come out this year? And while there's always lots and lots of great things that come out, I mean, this room full of people produces a lot of amazing products every year. But there's always a couple that really stand out. And you might call that Product of the Year. Nominees for Product of the Year are Doctor Who, Cubicle 7,
Goes to Pathfinder. about 3 weeks later, I was sitting home and the phone rang, and it was a fan who wanted to ask me a rules question at 11 o'clock at night. Of course, this fan was Lisa, our owner. So she's a lot. I want to thank everybody at Paizo. I also want to thank all of our fans who playtested this game to death before it came out in its alpha and beta phase, and who have supported us every step of the way as we try to do the impossible and make this thing work. So, thank you.
I wanted to thank all the people who came to this thing, especially the hardworking staff at Paizo Publishing, who made me oftentimes feel like a boss in office space, kind of being like, yeah, I need you to come in on the weekends. So thanks for all the weekends. Thanks again to the playtesters. And thanks to everybody who has ever contributed in any way to the open gaming movement. From Wizards of the Coast, who created the open game license, to Primo Bean, who innovated the license and used the license, and everyone who's ever created a piece of open game content. I think it's interesting that in 2010, the two games that are up here for the Product of the Year both took huge, for what was considered huge risk, by doing a game completely open with 100% of the rules content totally usable by other people, and pretty much all of it completely free on the internet. And, it turns out it works. So, thank you, and thanks to the voters, the EM voters, and Paizo.com people, and Jason. And maybe Jason. Yeah, Jason!
Paizo Publishing.
Sutter for the great music. James actually is a rock and roller. He does this in his off time. When he first came to Paizo, he had to make a decision. Do I want to be in the game industry or do I want to be a rock star? And he chose to be in the game industry, but he still came to his locker. We're just absolutely shattered this night. I want to thank the fans, all the fans who he accompanied with. Doing this great job that we do every day. I have the best staff I've ever worked with. This is my 23rd year in the game industry, 28th generally. It's amazing to see these guys working so hard and the product we put out, and they sit up in the office and just enjoy it all. So, thank you everybody for the support.
So I was Gen Con, my first NE 6 years ago, I started running it, and of course I had to drag my children in with me because we're sort of a family affair. And they were as tall as Duncan is right now. And he probably remembers photos of like trying to get medals over Eric's neck or Monty's neck. And I just love that you got this sense of continuity, you got the next generation. That said,
paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control. What?